Hey guys, this presentation is called How to Dropship Profitably, the Ultimate Guide to High Ticket Dropshipping. The reason why I wanted to do this video is because a lot of people ask me how to make a dropship site that's profitable, because a lot of people that look up what is dropshipping or how to do dropshipping online will find a lot of low dollar products and AliExpress dropshipping videos. And the truth is, those websites can be profitable, but it's very unlikely. And it takes a lot of orders to become profitable, and Facebook ads are becoming more and more expensive to run. And there's a way better way to do dropshipping profitably, and I'm going to teach you how to do that in this video. So with that said, let's get into it. First of all, keep it simple, understand the foundations, and focus on the basics. So dropshipping can seem complicated at first, but I really just want to make sure that you understand that there's a few solid foundations behind doing it profitably, and I'm going to go over those right now. First one is product niche selection. So in the beginning, everybody wonders what they should be selling online. Well, to start off, I want to make sure you understand that it's much more profitable to start building a niche-specific store than to start doing a general store. You'll see a lot of videos on YouTube. I've seen a lot of these videos where people are talking about starting with general stores first, and the truth is they do not convert as well. And you should be able to do plenty of research and planning ahead of time to choose a niche that's profitable, as opposed to having to start a general store and test products and then waste a lot of money and time doing that in order to find a niche that's profitable. So using the techniques that I teach, you can do the research ahead of time and find a profitable niche so that you can start a niche-specific store, get suppliers easier, and sell products easier to customers looking for those products. The next thing is that you want to sell products that are 500 bucks or more. That's because if you do the math, the average take-home profit with dropshipping is around 20%. So if you sell a $50 product, you're taking home close to $10, but if you sell a $500 product or more, you're taking home $100 or more per sale, and that's enough profit to pay for marketing expenses and keep money at the end of the day. So you want to choose products that are $500 or more. That's technically known as high-ticket dropshipping. So there should be competitors in your niche for sure, and you want to make sure that there's not too many as well. All right, as far as competitors go, there really shouldn't be, tons of competitors in the niche that you choose. I usually try to make sure there's at least one or two, but if you find that there's,